This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 265 for Monday, February 12th. I'm Glenn Hallett. ICE canola futures are moving higher on Monday morning, despite a lack of support from comparable oils. The March canola contract gained $6.20 at $594.60 per ton, and the May contract adds $5.10 at $602 per ton. There are declines in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed, while global crude oil prices are narrowly mixed. The Malaysian palm oil market is closed for Chinese New Year's. That holiday could see reduced activity from buyers in China, Canada's top canola customer. However, traders rolling out of their March contracts into May could still generate a lot of action. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Monday morning. The loonie nudges up to 74.32 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture is set to host its 100th annual Outlook Forum on Thursday and Friday. The USDA will provide its initial projections for the 2024-25 crop year. Rain is in the forecast for the Texas-Oklahoma border area, expecting up to 2.5 inches. Meanwhile, Kansas and Nebraska are to get up to 1/4 inch. Soybean and corn output in South America is expected to decline. There are disappointing yields in Brazil, and the return of hot, dry weather in Argentina is very likely to impact crops. Safra and Mercado chopped their call on Brazil soybeans by 9 million tons at 149 million. That said, Ag Rural says Brazil's second corn crop is going to be bigger than projected, with Ag Rural increasing its estimate from 86.3 million tons to 91.2 million. The Buenos Aires grain exchange trims 3 points off of Argentina's corn crop at 31% good to excellent, but that's better than the 20% a year ago. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday. The March contract rises 8 cents at $11.92 per bushel. March soy meal gains $6.20 at $353 per short ton. March soy oil slips about 2/10 of a cent at 47.07 cents per pound. Chicago corn nudges up with its March contract tacking on a half cent at 429.5 per bushel. Chicago oats also bumps up with its March contract adding a penny at 376. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago March dipping 0.25 cent at 596.5. Kansas City March adds a penny at 603. And Minneapolis March slips a half cent at 684. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, February 12th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.